In the Baptist Confession of Faith, we are on question number 11. How doeth God execute his decrees? Of the 114 questions in the Catechism, this one has no scripture proofs, either in the Catechism or the Confession. But here are some for our consideration. Revelation 4:11. Let me back up a moment. Since we're not going to focus on the works of creation and providence, creation is focused on questions 12 and 13, and providence in 14 and 15. So I'm going to focus on the word execute. How does God execute his decrees? Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. Ephesians, two verses from Ephesians 1, verse 5. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind extension of his will. Verse 11. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. There's a pattern developing here. Daniel 4, verse 35. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to himself, what have you done? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their hosts by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. John chapter 1, verse 3, that Craig spoke with us about. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. I interpret that to him being the incarnate word. Colossians 1, verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews again, chapter 11, verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. James chapter 1, verse 18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. Please pray with me. Eternal Father and covenant Lord, I pray that you would bless our time together this morning and that the worship service would be pleasing to you for your son's sake and for your glory. Amen.